covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
An AR Smart Viewer by Qualcomm is designed to let you pin your virtual screens right on the wall of your office while you work. I'll tell you all about it in a moment, but first, if you enjoy your weekly tech news with a slight Linux bias, become part of our fleet. Choose your rank at patreon.com/category5. Also, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, and if you like this video, please be sure to give it a big thumbs up. Don't forget to click the bell to catch the stories we cover each week. So, on with the story. A new type of augmented reality glasses called the XR1 Smart Viewer have been introduced by chipmaker Qualcomm and are set to be released by mid-2021. The AR glasses connect by USB-C to either a PC or a smartphone. Looking much like sunglasses, the Smart Viewer is actually quite lightweight, unlike gaming AR counterparts, which are rather heavy and bulky. Rather than being a self-contained product, the XR1 is intended to be a must-have accessory. The XR1 is designed with features such as spatial awareness and hand tracking, using two 1920x1080 OLED displays that have a 90Hz refresh rate. There's an array of cameras to provide virtual overlay while also detecting planes in whatever physical territory you're in. This makes it so you can pin up virtual windows on the wall of your room or office so that you can view multiple PC displays in a row all at once. You can also set a virtual object down on a table and use gesture control to interact with it. There is, however, a limited range of view, just 45 degrees, which is somewhat similar to HoloLens 2 by Microsoft. The lightweight design of the XR1 Smart Viewer was accomplished by programming it to perform only some of its tasks with built-in electronics while counterpoising the rest with an external computer device. The push for AR glasses has been a Qualcomm objective for a couple of years now, as they believe it could energize the budding 5G cellular market by creating both a demand and incentive for mixed reality apps that are high bandwidth. As yet, AR glasses are still far from mainstream, but that may all change this year as the XR1 and a few other competitor products all become available around the same time in mid-2021. Just last year, Facebook announced that they'd be entering the AR hardware realm in 2021 through the release of Ray-Ban smart glasses with limited AR-like features. And Lenovo, a Chinese multinational technology company, has also announced a soon-to-be-released product called ThinkReality A3 glasses, which are based on the XR1 reference design. There's also a rumor that Apple might be working on a high-end AR/VR headset, too.
I can't believe that we're going to see this tech this year.
I know. It's like, man, I never thought I'd see this kind of tech in my lifetime.
You joked as we were talking there that this is very Minority Report. And when Becca was saying about how it uses gesture control and everything to be able to control it, just absolutely makes me think the same thing. What I love about this is that we've seen attempts at AR in the past. And it's always, in my recollection, it's always been trying to add augmented reality to our existing environment in such a way that it changes the paradigm of the user's interaction.
That's right.
Which, if you think about it, is interesting. I mean, AR is going to lead to that. But I think because companies have been driving to shift the paradigm as they introduce the new technology, the adoption of that technology is poor.
Mm-hmm.
Because users don't want to change.
That's right, yeah.
I don't want to change. But if you give me AR glasses that can now give me the same user interface, the same paradigm of taking my computer monitor and placing it on the wall, that, to me, makes sense. So I don't have to learn new ways to control. I don't have to, like the AR that we've seen so far has all been this whole shift in the way that the interaction occurs.
Yeah.
But I'm still able to control it just like my normal computer screen.
Yep. Absolutely. The cool thing about this story is the fact that, A, we're seeing this year.
This year.
Mid-2021.
Not only from Qualcomm, but Becca was mentioning that we're going to see this from other technology firms as well.
Yeah, it's true. It's very cool. But the second thing is the fact that it's not just the visual aspect. I mean, like you see it with different games and stuff on your phone where they use, you know, augmented reality and it does its automated thing.
Yeah.
This is fully interactive because it is your computer. And that,
yeah, yeah.
That is very neat to me. And I kind of the way my brain works, I'm waiting to hear about the first person who goes, "Oh, hey, take a look at this." People are like, "What are you talking about?"
Put on your Qualcomm glasses. That's right. I love also the privacy aspect of this.
Absolutely.
So as I'm doing, think about this in an office environment where you're like a medical office, for example. So now the technician can be working on a screen that only they can see because it only exists for that person wearing those glasses. They don't have to worry about other people seeing the screen or anything like that. And then Qualcomm also kind of goes on to say, yes, that's what we're doing, but there's also going to be a certain level of AR as well.
Yep.
So then there will be that other paradigm available as maybe part of the software as well.
Oh, makes sense.
So here's a great way to use it, but we may also offer you some other things. And it's 1080p times two.
Yeah, which is great.
So we're going to have good resolution. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Now, if I can go slightly to the, I don't know what I call it, negative, but
the dark side.
Well, the one thing about this that I don't like is that you have to be tethered to your phone or your computer. It's not Bluetooth.
I like that.
It's not Bluetooth. Or any sort of wireless.
So to me, that says low latency.
Well, yeah.
To me, that says I can tap into the AI chip of my phone.
Sure.
For extremely fast interaction.
Which is great.
Who doesn't have their phone in their pocket, Jeff?
Fair enough. But it's the fact that, it's a cable. So how many people are going to they'll go to take your glasses off, grab your phone. Like, I'm thinking that, like the connection standpoints. I mean, you know, you plug in your phone. I mean, this phone, I can wirelessly charge it, which is beautiful because I don't have to.
Yeah,
the amount of times that I've gotten to pick it up, it's like, I'm tethered. And next thing you know, you break the connection.
Fair enough.
So it's little things like that where I'm like, man, they've gone so far and they just missed this one element.
No,
just to take it to the next
I don't
level.
Believe they missed it at all, Jeff.
I think so.
I think that the tether is a brilliant way to keep this accessible from a usability standpoint.
Yeah.
So rather than having a big AR glasses that That's wraps true. My head and it has the computer built in, I'm thinking of you, Microsoft. All it is like a pair of sunglasses.
Because that really tether, do look like sunglasses.
Because it allows you to use the processor power of this guy. I don't have to have this size thing strapped to my head.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right,
I'll give you that point.
Thank you, Jeff.
I'm still not a fan of the cable.
Your comments, your thoughts, cable or no cable? Would you rather the big honkin' thing that Microsoft makes?
I think it can be done without the big honkin' thing.
It probably will be, but let's start somewhere, Jeff.
Fine.
I want the future now. Now.
That's right.
Yes.
What do you think about the concept of lightweight AR glasses for an office-like setting? Would you want to use them in your line of work? Do you think they will create greater efficiency in work or just greater distraction? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. From the Category 5.tv newsroom, I'm Becca Ferguson. Thanks for watching.